Joel Smith.
I just want to thank Mr. Menachem David Zaltzman for asking me to speak. It's a big honor. So there's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tes, first parak. The Gemara is speaking there, Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Gemara says, Gemara goes through, not soon again, and the Gemara says on the Pasuk of, we learn out from the Pasuk of, it says in the Pasuk that you should make Sukkah Tas Elecha, Shiva Shomim, Asvacha, and etc. And we learn out from the Pasuk of Sukkah Tas Elecha, which says the Gemara, Sukkah Tas Elecha. So it says, L'shem Chayvach, so Ahome Boile, Lemuti Gazula. So the one of the man to Omrim in the Gemara there used the word Lecha to tell us that a Sukkah has to be yours. So Gemara says, if you steal a Sukkah Gazula, stolen Sukkah, would not be lecha, and therefore if you steal a sukkah would be possible, and you would not be kind mitzvah sukkah with a sukkah gazula. And we needed a pasuk for that. The Gemara speaks out, we need a pasuk lecha. So Tosfos on the sugya here, Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil, Hahu Mibayle, in Mo'ti Gazula, Tosfos asked an obvious question. He says, Tema. So he says, the wonder, there's a question. Tepuk lei, Mishum Dahavle mitzvah ba ba'aveira. He says that we know there's a klal in Shas that when you go on mitzvah, you can only be mekayim the mitzvah if it's done through an aveira, then it's not, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah above aveira. And the Vatos has an obvious problem. Why does the Gemara need a posuk of sukkah tas elecha to tell us that sukkah gazula is possible? Anyway, it's a mitzvah above aveira, and since it's a mitzvah above aveira, you shouldn't need a posuk, you should anyway use a svar of mitzvah above aveira. And Tosfos speaks out over here that we know the famous sugya and Daf Lamed, the third peg, the Mishnah says there, Lulav HaGozel, the Mishnah says Lulav HaGozel Pasul, Avayavish Pasul, and the Gemara speaks out there that we know the first day is Lulav HaGozel is Pasul because it says, Olakachtem Lachem, and the Gemara says, how do we know, Ele B'yom Tev Sheni Amai Loi, why is Lulav HaGozel not Pasul in Yom Tev Sheni? So the Gemara, why is it Pasul in Lulav HaGozel in Yom Tev Sheni? So the Gemara, Arami B'yuchin Amin Shimon Ben Yoichi, Mishum Dahav Le Mitzvah Habba Ba'aveira. So Tosfos speaks out that the Gemara, just like by Sukkah Gazula, the Gemara speaks out by Lulav HaGozel, that we use mitzvah, the Svar, Mitzvah Habba Ba'aveira, for the second days. But the Tosfos says, well, you can also ask the same question by Lulav HaGozel. Just like by Sukkah HaGozel, why do you need the Pasuk of Lecha to tell us that that Sukkah Gazula is possible? Anyway, it's a mitzvah of Baba Avera. You might ask also by Lulav HaGozel on the first day that we have a Lecha, that we have Lechem to tell us Lulav HaGozel is possible. But anyway, also by Lulav HaGozel, why do you need a Pasuk? So Tosfos said, don't ask by Lulav HaGozel. He says, because Lulav HaGozel is different. Lulav HaGozel has got a second din that on the first day of Sukkot, not just when the Mishnah says Lulav HaGozel, it's not just a Lulav HaGozel is possible to use because of the Lechem, but also Lulav She'ula. If you borrow a Lulav on the first day, then that is it's missing in the Lechem, and therefore that would also be possible. So we can't know, it's not, Sha'ul Lulav is not a mitzvah above Avera. It's not an Avera to be borrowed. And therefore you can't ask by Lochem, by Lulav, why do we need a Pasuk? Anyway, it's a mitzvah above Avera, because that's Sha'ul. The Sukkah, we know a Sukkah Sha'ul is kosher. The Gemara learns out, Gemara later on in Daf Chazan on the base, the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk there, that Adam Yotzi Dei Chavosu, Sukkah Sha'chavere. Gemara says, all days of Pesach, you're allowed to use a Sukkah Sha'ula to be Yotzi your mitzvah Sukkah. So therefore, by Sukkah, so you're going to have a problem that the only thing we're learning out from Sukkah Gazula, is Sukkah Gazul. And this is a mitzvah baba aveira. Lulav HaGozel is different because you got also a shol, a second din. So Tosfos speaks now. Tosfos then goes to the answer. Says Vyashloima, that hamad the mitzvah baba aveira lami deraisa el midrabanon. Tosfos says a chiddush. He says that the klal that mitzvah can't be mekayim if you perform an aveira on it. That's a pasul midrabanon. And since sukkah is a chiyav deraisa, so therefore you can't apply the klal of mitzvah b'aveira to a sukkah. So Tosfos is learning clearly a mitzvah b'aveira is absurd to Rabbanon, and therefore that's why you need a posuk of sukkah tas lecha to tell us that the posuk tells lecha that it has to be not gazel, and a sukkah gazel would be possible. Now that's Tosfos Daf Tes. Now Tosfos Daf Lamed on speaking in lulav gazel. First Tosfos in Daf Lamed. So he asks the same question as he asked earlier on Daf Tes. He says, He asks Mishum Dahai in the Ramask Mishum Dahab Le Mitzvah Baba Aveya. He's talking about Lulav HaGozel. He says, Vahad Tanya Likmon, Perek Lulav HaRova, Lachem Yishalachem, Hotias HaGozel Vashashol. He says, that which we need Lachem to tell us that Lulav HaGozel and Ashol Lulav is possible. He says, Mishum Shol Itztuich. That's why, the Balav Lachem, Nafkalon Gozel, Mishum Dahab Le Mitzvah Baba Aveya. Tosu says over here, so he asks, why do you need Lachem by Lulav HaGozel? Anyway, it's Mitzvah Baba Aveya. So Tosu says, no, because you've got Shol. But Tosu clearly says, but if you didn't have Shol, the Balav, he says that if it would just be Gozel, imagine Lulav HaGozel would just refer to Gozel by itself. So he says, the Balav Lachem, Nafkalon Gozel, Mishum Dahab Le Mitzvah Baba Aveya. Tosu says clearly that he wants to learn Mitzvah Baba Aveya. Is Be'etzem a Pasul Dei Raisa? It's just that you've got Lulav Shol there, second dinner, Lulav Shol, which would be a problem of you can't learn out Mitzvah Ba'aveya, because Shol is not an Aveya. But Be'etzem, the Haklala Mitzvah Ba'aveya would be a Pasul Dei Raisa. And Tosus clearly says, he clearly says the words Dei Raisa. He says, because we learn out the whole Klala Mitzvah Ba'aveya by carbon, possibly by carbon, and he says, the avakav to kro gabi carbon kasiv, hoedim to bechol mitzvah to have doi raisa. Any mitzvah doi raisa, you can use the klal or mitzvah baveira by carbon to use it, the gabi, any mitzvah, sukkah, lulav, any mitzvah you want to use, matzah, anything you want to use to make a psul, or mitzvah baveira, any doi raisa you can apply. And Tosus asks, he asked him, I think, a few questions in the Tosus. One clear eye, he's learning mitzvah baveira is psul doi raisa because we know there's a Gemara in Pesachim Lamatema base. Gemara says there about speaking about matzah shatavel, and the Gemara says, "Ein inyos yidei matzah betavel." But darshli mikra, and we learn out from pasuk that you can't use matzah shatavel. So Tosus asks, and he leaves this as a question. He says, "Tepik lei mishum dahav le mitzvah ba ba'aveira." Tosus says you can make a pasul on matzah shatavel because it's a mitzvah ba ba'aveira anyway. So Tosus asks on matzah shatavel, which is matzah raisa. And he wants to say, you don't need a pasuk to tell a drasha to tell us that matzah shall tevel is pasul. Anyway, it's a mitzvah bar baveira. So Tosus also asked by Erni Dachas and Ashil Asherah that why do we need a pasuk? Anyway, it's a mitzvah bar baveira. So Tosus is clearly learning here that mitzvah bar baveira is not to be sold darbonim. It's a stronger pasul. It's a pasul deiraisa, and it can be posted anything in mitzvah bar baveira that you mekayim through the aveira. It would not be you're not mekayim. Not like Tosus Tess. So that's obviously, he's not going to deal with that exactly now. Tosus does it. So we've got a steer in Tosus now, because one Tosus is learning that Mitzvah Baba Aveya is Pasul Dei Rabbanon, and this Tosus is learning that Mitzvah Baba Aveya is a Pasul Dei Raisa. So I'm going to speak about, just for the moment, on this Tosus Daf Lamed. So I'm going to come back to the steer in a minute. Just Tosus Daf Lamed, there's a problem with. The Mashah has a big problem with this Tosus. He's got an obvious question. If you hold Mitzvah Baba Aveya is a shtark, it's a psul dei raisa, then we're going to what about sukkah? A sukkah, the only thing we're learning from sukkah is shtase lacha lemote gezula, not shal. And since we're learning from posuk, and now Tosus learns mitzvah baba veya is not a psul dei rabbanon, it's a psul dei raisa, then why do you need lacha by sukkah to tell us that sukkah lemote gezula, that lacha lemote gezula, tape later have a mitzvah baba veya? We're going to read the lash now, might help. Tosus, Marashah. Yeah, Marsha asked over here. Yeah. Im Tema Lekmond, Baslin and Lulav, Shilashayra, says, Amir Tema, he brings to us the Pair Kol Shah, the Tani Enias, the Dekabas Batevo, Akamish Shah. No, the Marsha asked for Sark Ian. He has an obvious problem. Are the Kashalahu, Lulav Shilashayra, the Lekmond, we Matzah? That which Tosus Daf Lamed asks from Lulav and Matzah, am I the Tikshi Lami Sukhazullah? Why does not Tosus ask a more obvious, more localized question? We're learning Masechtas Sukkah. So ask on Sukkah Gezula that should be Mitzvah Baveira. Tosus is a Dela El, but so Perkin on Daf Test and Hayosham the Rabbanon to show Ula Kesheira Gezula Pesura Midakosiv Midakseiv Lacha. And he says the Kavah Hikshud came with Tosus Perkama. So he says really Tosus asked this Kasha Mitzvah Baveira. And since Tosus here is learning Mitzvah Baveira is a Psul Dei Raisa, then he should be asking from Sukkah, and Rashi goes a bit weiter. He says if Tosus holds that like Tosus Daf Tes, if we said there wouldn't be a steerer and he holds like Tosus Daf Tes, that mitzvah baba veira is a psul dei rabbanon, and then he wouldn't have any questions from lulav shel asherah and matzah. So he's got the Rashi's got, he says ve'in nichelahu hacha misukah gezula. because it's sinon sham. If Torah is to hold like there, that mitzvah b'aveira is still the rabbanon, and therefore we need lacha a pasuk to tell us that sukkah gezula is pasul. It says the mitzvah b'aveira and el midrabbanon imkain kushiyasa melula v'dashir v'matza namanicha, and he says v'kal koshulahavin v'kal lahavin. I'm not sure. The Mashal's obviously got a clear problem here that how Tosus, so speak out quickly, Tosus Daf Lamed is clearly learning mitzvah haba aveira is a strong, it's a pasul doi raisa. He asked on matzah and he asked on lulav, and therefore for the Mashal, why didn't you ask on sukkah gezula? The only thing we're learning out from sukkah gezula is that a gezula is pasul, and if you perform mitzvah haba aveira as pasul doi raisa, you don't need lacha. And obviously Tosus explains that lulav is different, because lulav agazul, you need lachem for the first day, lakach den lachem, b'yom arishon, on the first day, a shal is also possible. So, and that's not mitzvah b'aveira, so that's why you need lachem. But b'etzem, mitzvah b'aveira is a pasul d'oraisa. So the Maharam leaves this as a question. Now the Maharam, see, Maharam asks the same question over here, on this sugya. And Maharam says a very, not many words, which hopefully he's going to give a beer in it, and hopefully we'll explain answer the Masha's question. Maharam says, see, he asked the question, it says, V'sarach l'chalek bein lulav l'sukkah. He says, you have to make, there's a clear difference, the Kudus took a difference between lulav and sukkah. What is the difference? The Ovid mitzvah b'yodayim b'gufa, v'kal. He says, that it literally means that the chilah between lulav and sukkah is that what lulav you do the mitzvah lulav be a dime, and sukkah you don't do mitzvah be a dime. So I think the hezbo behind this is the only way to be makayim mitzvah lulav is if you literally you take the lulav, you can't look at the lulav, make a bracha, and then be makayim the mitzvah of lulav. It doesn't work. You need to literally take it be a dime, take it with your hands. And you have to take it and make a bracha mitzvah lulav. So therefore says Maharam, when you steal a lulav and then you do the mitzvah on the lulav, that's a normal mitzvah of aveira, because you did that aveira by stealing the lulav, and then the mitzvah was done with the lulav, so you've done a mitzvah of aveira. The mitzvah, the lulav, the key mitzvah was the lulav, was done through the aveira of stealing the actual lulav. The physical lulav was stolen, and that was the actual key mitzvah. Mashe'en kein sukkah, says the Maharam. Sukkah is different, because sukkah, how it works is that we don't literally be your dime. You don't need to touch any of the sukkah. You don't need to hold when you're making the bracha on leishiv sukkah. You don't need to take the wood or the schach and start holding it and make a mitzvah of sukkah. That's not what we do. We bring ourselves into the sukkah and we sit in the sukkah, and the sukkah around us is we call it the gufadav. The sukkah is the main thing, but the person who's being a kind of mitzvah here is me. The sukkah is there, and I'm inside the sukkah. The sukkah is the gufadav, and I'm the chesed of the mitzvah. It's a chiluk. With lulav, go back to lulav. Lulav is the chesed of the mitzvah. Lulav is the thing that you've been carrying the mitzvah with. Sukkah is not, the chesed of the mitzvah is not the sukkah. You're not taking your time to make it a chesed of a mitzvah. The gedav of a chesed of a mitzvah, the Maharam's taking on, is only something that you use be your dime. Like, so let's say matzah, something be your dime, yeah? But here, sukkah, you're not taking anything via dime. It's not a chesed of the mitzvah. And therefore, says Maharam, according to Tosafot Daf Lamed, he didn't ask the question on sukkah because there's no pasul of mitzvah haba b'aveira by a sukkah. Because what happens is, let's say you steal the wood, you steal the sukkah, sukkah gezula, you stole something, so you've done the stealing. Now, you're not doing the mitzvah haba b'aveira, it's not to do with the mitzvah haba b'aveira, it means what you stole, that's what you're makayim with. Here, you stole the sukkah, now you're makam the mitzvah. So it's two different things. It's two things, and therefore, there will not be a mitzvah above here. It's two different things. So you take this, so you've been over on gezeila because you've stolen the sukkah, but there's no mitzvah above here because you're using you're the key of mitzvah, you're the chet. In Shiva, Biosvan of Lam, he said that, as you could say by sukkah, the chefs of the mitzvah is Efshe, the food. The food could be the chefs of the mitzvah. As in, chefs of the mitzvah is not the food that you eat in the sukkah. The sukkah is not chefs of the mitzvah, no. There's a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, beginning of Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Now I'm speaking obviously about Shofar. And the Rambam says, in the middle of Halacha Gimel, he says, Shofar Gazel, so if you steal a Shofar, Shatokabah, and you blew on the Shofar, Yoitza, he says, you stole the Shofar, and then you use the same Shofar to be Makan Mitzvah Shofar. He says, Yoitza, She'ein Mitzvah, She'ein HaMitzvah, Ela Bishmir Sakol. Even if everyone who listens to the shofar doesn't literally pick up, we listen to the person who blows, and when we're using that shofar, his blowing, our shmiya is makan the mitzvah. So it says in the Rambam, when someone steals a shofar, so it's not a mitzvah, but he says you makan mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah because how does shofar work? You steal the shofar, fine. You stole the physical shofar you stole. And now the shofar is the gufadava, we're calling that the gufadava. And then the way you makan the mitzvah is through is the shmir. My shmir is the kiyam mitzvah, therefore it's two different things, the same idea. You steal the shofar, that's the avera, and the mitzvah is me. And the shofar is not the mitzvah bar avera, the shofar is a separate thing, the shofar is a gufadava, you're not doing it's not the chefs of the mitzvah. And therefore you would a shofar gozel would be kosher to use. For mitzvah shofar. So quickly explain that again. So we had a problem in Tosfos Daf Lamed, who learns that mitzvah habar ba'aveira is if you saw doiraisa, then fret the marashah. Why do you need a pasuk of lacha to tell us suk gezula is possible? Anyway, it's a mitzvah habar ba'aveira. Mitzvah ba'aveira is besul doiraisa. And lulav is a bit different. It explains because lulav we need it for shu'ullah. But sukkah, the only thing we're learning out is sukkah gezula. So it explains the maram. As Bechidush, he says that no, because there's sukkah and lulav are two different things. Sukkah, you only makan the mitzvah through the sukkah is makan the mitzvah. I'm makan the mitzvah, and sukkah is the gufadova. So you stole it. You did that avera. That was the avera. You stole the wood, but you makan the mitzvah with me. It's two zachen. Masha'in came by lulav. Lulav, the chefs of the mitzvah is a thing you stole. It's the same thing, and therefore that's why Tosfos Daf Lamed never asks on sukkah. So that's Tosfos Daf Lamed explaining, that's why I didn't ask. But Tosfos Daf Tes has now got a problem, because Tosfos Daf Tes had the problem. Tosfos Daf Tes had the question that why do you need a pasuk of lacha to tell us that sukkah gezula is possible anyway, it's a mitzvah baba veira. And then Tosfos has come to a chiddush that mitzvah baba veira is pasul de rabban. So now according to what I've just explained, that how sukkah works is that it's two different, that you if the sukkah gezula is still the wood, and you're not makayim, the chesed of the mitzvah is not the wood. So what was Tosfos' problem with it? What was Tosfos' problem with Daf Tes? Why? What was his problem? What's happening to say it was a mitzvah baba veira? It's two different things, as we just explained. So you could say two has been in this Tosfos. I've heard two to. I think say Tosfos learns that no. He learns a different husband what a chefs of the mitzvah is. He learns a chefs of the mitzvah doesn't mean dafka saying they do be a dime. You don't have to literally take the sukkah to make it a chefs of the mitzvah. A chefs of the mitzvah can be when you go into the sukkah and everything you're using is a sukkah, that makes it into a chefs of the mitzvah. You don't have to literally do be a dime. Just something that is the main thing, that is a chefs of the mitzvah. And therefore, Tosfos has a problem of it should be mitzvah habab aveira. Because Tosfos Daf Tes is learning that mitzvah habab aveira is the mitzvah of sukkah. Is a mitzvah, in the sukkah is also a chesed, the mitzvah. That would be could learn. Also, another way to learn should be, that will make a big machlokes in the two Tosfos. You could say Tosfos Daf Tes learns that mitzvah baba veira is not pasul in the chesed, it doesn't have to be that you stole it, the chesed, and then you makayim it with the chesed. Tosfos Daf Tes could learn that mitzvah baba veira works that you did an avera with the gazela, and then the whole kiyam mitzvah, everything kolel in the kiyam mitzvah. That would be a mitzvah of Baba Veira. That's how Tosfos Daf Tes learned. As Tosfos had a problem, that was a mitzvah of Baba Veira. Mashing a Tosfos Daf Lamed learned no, because when you steal something, you've done an Aveira. And the mitzvah is not, that's the Ma'az Aveira. The mitzvah is not the sukkah. The mitzvah is the me. I'm doing the mitzvah, my guf. So that's, I think, the Hezbollah. It's quick, some people heard on, we've been saying in the past month, basically, in the Dovid Hashem. Dovid Hashem Oyri, and we see Dovid the Melech and Vakish and Dovid Hashem. So Shifti Bris Hashem, Kali Mei, Chayai Lachzos B'Noyim Hashem, Ulevaka Beichaloi, right? That means literally that Dovid the Melech is Mevakish, that he wants to live in the house of Hashem, dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of his life, and every single second of his life wants to try and be learning. The obvious question on this is that there's a first Mechaba, people have to sleep, people have to eat, people have to do things that physically you can't be learning. So what was Dovid HaMelech trying to be Mevakesh when he asked Shifti Beis Hashem Kali Mei Chayai? So someone told me that there's a Mechaba in Reish Lamed Hei. I think the Mechaba says there that everything this person does, whether you're sleeping, you're eating, you're drinking, whatever you do, everything you do during your day has to be done all that for one purpose. Dovid HaMelech was saying everything you do has to be done in Shem Shemai, has to be done for one main goal, and that main goal is to do it all Hashem Shemayim and try and use it all for Kayachas and Torah. So, let's go.
According to the Maharam,